For us as Black people, we have a dark history that runs through our veins and that is also continuously being perpetuated against us today in 2020.
Gregory Noel, a counselor at Weber State University, opened Friday's town hall. As part of the online event, Jazelyn Livingston, National Program Manager for the NAACP's Youth and College Division, led the attendees in a group breathing exercise. Partly, she says, on behalf of the Black Americans who could not breathe. Livingston says that the historical trauma, or as many called it, post-traumatic slave disorder, is compounded by the graphic evidence of violence against Black Americans.
Black people are dealing with two pandemics, the COVID-19 pandemic and the ongoing pandemic of racism.
According to Livingston, Black Americans face many barriers in finding mental health care.
Black people have had a really difficult relationship with health in general in this country. So we know that our Black skin is oftentimes seen as a threat. Lack of financial resources. We know that therapy isn't free. And having to carry that fear that whoever we're speaking to, sharing our vulnerabilities, sharing our truths, cannot understand the nuances and the impact that racism and discrimination has on our everyday mental stability.
Livingston says it's important to make sure the current movement is not just a moment after the protests die down. And that means, she says, mental health care is a priority for Black Americans' welfare.
We are the generation to see the change and to be the change of what we want for tomorrow. That the things that we saw that our ancestors had endured, that we, as an honor to them, that we no longer have to carry that any longer, but that also require us to take care of our well-being.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.